This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We rocking and rolling in 2018.
Down to the beach we are strolling.
Oh.
Have you guys heard that?
Yes, of course. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I saw Star Wars.
Bad lip reading?
I saw Star Wars.
What up with that mean little BB-9?
What up with that? Oh, you mean BB-8?
Oh, Gwendolyn's BB-8?
Yeah. But they don't make a big deal about it.
I want like a Wall-E movie, but with the BB-8s.
Instead of being like, Evie, he's like, other BB-8s.
They say one word the entire time, and it's at the end when one of them is dying, and he goes, friend.
Oh, Jesus.
My son.
Kathleen Kennedy, call us. This is a golden idea.
I don't know who that is.
She makes all the Star Wars.
Oh, Kath.
Kathleen? Why didn't you say Kathleen?
Yeah,
we're on a first name
I know
basis.
Kathleen.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have said her last name. That's
what
confused me.
Oh, yeah. Kath. Punch it!
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
It never gets old.
No.
We are, unfortunately, being sued by Paul Simon. We'll deal with it. It's fine.
I'm so excited for today's episode.
Me too. Welcome.
Welcome.
To Punch Up the Jam.
And welcome our first guest.
Yeah. Oh my. Wait. Oh my God. We didn't even.
First guest?
Wait.
Our very first guest ever.
You didn't know. Wow, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Are there any credits?
What credits do you want us to?
Emmy Award winner Shelby Farrow.
No. I'm starting over. I've decided.
Rebranding?
Yeah,
okay.
I've decided. I'm going to stay in the exact same career in the exact same field, but it's a new me.
Fresh
Farrow.
Yeah.
Pretend like I'm fresh out the womb.
Well, let's give her a fresh intro.
Yeah.
With some intro music.
Woo!
You know her, she has no credits to her name.
She's really cool. She's got pink hair.
Please welcome Shelby Farrow.
Yeah.
I wish I had like a bam, bam, bam.
How many songs are we going to try to use and see if we get sued by?
Ooh.
Who's going to sue you guys?
What, like T.I.'s going to listen to this?
I know, no. Have you seen us? We have unsueable faces.
Shelby, how are you?
No, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Also good.
I'm good. I ate a piece of a new type of gum earlier, and it hurt my stomach.
Ew,
what
kind
do you
of
mean
gum?
A new type of gum?
It was Starburst flavored juicy fruit.
Is it sugary gum?
That's too many.
I can't eat sugar. Wait, sugar free gum?
Yeah.
No, it's I think all gum sugar free except like boba chocolate.
No,
right, now you're changing your
Wrigley stuff. Usually isn't
spirit gum.
I'm pretty sure the gum you just said isn't.
It's all got the like shit that causes cancer in rats in it.
Oh, aspartame. Oh, then it might be sugar free. Never mind.
Fentanyl. It's called phenylalanine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wait, are you trying to say fentanyl?
No.
Can you imagine if gum contained fentanyl?
Haven't you ever seen on the back of a Coke can when it says like fentanylophobics?
Yeah.
Nope. Like
I don't
read drink
the cans.
This.
Shelby, you're fitting right in because our catchphrases do not fact check us.
But I'm right.
Yeah, well,
you're right.
I only know because I had a leadership teacher who was a phenolic. I can like see this word in my brain, but he was
bold.
One of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he was like, I can't drink Diet Coke. And I was like, sucks.
You're very compassionate.
Yeah, like whoopsies.
Well, it sucks to be you. I'm just going to.
It does suck to be him. Yeah.
You know what would really hit the spot right now?
You know what you made me crave by talking about so much?
Speaking of which.
A Diet Coke.
We should be sponsored by Diet Coke, man. That was a good shout out.
No,
we would
look at those awful flavors.
Okay, well, now we can't.
Actually, I don't know. I like the lime flavor. I think lime Diet Coke, as my dad puts it, tastes like turpentine, and I love it.
Oh,
you never had Diet
that took a
Coke
twist.
With a lime
no.
twist?
Why would I feel like
never?
Diet Coke is the thing. Why would you need to add flavors to it?
It's a twist, dummy.
Oh, you don't.
I don't need a twist. Diet was the twist.
It's like more like it somehow hits your stomach even harder.
No.
And I love it.
I already don't
like soda, which is why I go diet.
Wait,
so
you don't drink
so
soda?
Good.
You drink soda.
I don't
either.
Like soda. I do drink it.
Oh, I
do a lot of things I don't like.
I don't like it, and I don't drink it.
I wake up, I drink soda. Do a lot of things I don't like.
I complain about drinking soda.
I stay in this relationship.
And then I go do my podcast.
Okay, so, hey, Shelby, thanks for being here.
I love it here.
You're a treasure. I love your energy. I love your hair.
Thank you.
I love your fresh start. It feels like it's going well so far.
Thank you.
I think like good things are going to happen for you. I don't know why. I just feel like
I feel young.
You have the star quality.
You are young.
Yes, and to feel it, ah, that is the pinnacle, isn't it?
What is your recollection of Jesse's girl? Because you were saying before.
You know what I hate to say now. Is that now my first thought when I just like read the words Jesse's girl was like an immediate flash of like, oh, like that SNL sketch wasn't like so bad when they did that like stupid Jesse's girl SNL
sketch.
I don't know it.
With
tell
the guy
it.
Who plays PETA from whatever.
Josh Logan. Hutcherson.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Logan, like the way you were headed.
Logan Lerman? Nope, that's Maze Runner.
I love Maze Runner. Anyways, wait, no, it's not. It's Percy Jackson.
It's Percy Jackson.
There's too many of them.
So wait, what was the sketch?
So it was just like a very literal like,
okay.
Oh, and they play Jesse's girl. He's trying to steal Jesse's girl. But then something weird happens. I don't remember. I don't know.
That sounds like SNL.
I don't even. I think third I was act sort of like, what up. Yeah, it was like a bizarre end of sketch. And then the other recollection was just, yeah, that song was always, that song was never not known for how weird it was. And people still loved it. Like no one was ever confused about how weird it was. That he says, I wish I had Jesse's girl over and over again. Actually, the thing I remember the most about it is like whatever the big party was, they're like, dun, 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 dun. Like, oh, we have a secret.
The music kind of does feel like a secret.
I'm gonna steal your girlfriend.
Will you play it? I want to hear it
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
I like this song
It's a banger song, unfortunately.
I know. It's a bop.
I disagree.
Ooh, really?
The thing is, like, it's like you were saying, I've never heard this song and not thought, is this weird?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, it's one of those songs that is, like, everywhere enough that you just kind of get used to being like, ah, it's good.
Isn't it
also,
everywhere?
I don't know if it's these headphones, but it's one of those songs where you're like, I've heard it a million times. When you hear it again, you're like, I get it. Like, I wanna, when it's on, I love it. When it's off, I'm like, oh.
Just let's just listen to the whole thing. Yeah, look, you
this
got
song
it.
Is 3 minutes long.
Jesse's girl. No, I definitely don't need more than like a minute.
You can turn it off.
I'm gonna turn this song off right now.
So if you've like never sought it out, you've definitely heard it because it's everywhere. It came out in 1981.
Oh, vintage.
I know. It seems like older than I thought it was, honestly.
Well, now it's old. Remember when it was like 2000? We were like, wow, it'll never be hard to remember how many years ago something happened because 2000 is such a round
clean.
Number.
Yeah.
Now we're in 2018.
18. I don't like it. So Boogie Nights, Couples Retreat, Hot Tub Time Machine.
It's in Boogie Nights?
Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's
and
gotta
it's
be.
A 13 going on 30.
Ooh.
Classic.
Oh, I do like that movie.
It's also in Dawson's Creek, Two and a Half Men,
it's
Californication.
Everywhere.
It's Always Sunny, Once Upon a Time, Master
for
of
it every time?
I
oh,
think
yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Rick Springfield never had to work another day
he
in
got
his
money.
Life. Ooh. But even if he wanted to, did you know he's also an actor?
He is in no way related
that
to Bruce, is he?
To who?
Springfield. Did I say Springsteen?
No, no, you're right. I think he just sounds like maybe like Bruce Springsteen's like knockoff cousin.
He kind of does.
From Australia.
Rick Springfield.
He's from Australia?
He's from Australia.
Why doesn't he sing with his accent?
Oh,
should I hit Jesse's girl?
This is Shelby's Australian impression. So that was probably offensive. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's
sorry.
Fine. This doesn't reach
they
Australia.
They have such a good temperament.
I didn't realize this until I was researching it, but I guess Rick Springfield was like kind of like a Harry Styles of the time.
Okay.
Like he was
Ricky.
A huge deal because this song blew up right after he landed a lead role on General Hospital.
Ooh.
So like he was an actor as well. And then a few months later, MTV launched. And so the video for the song became like in their most utmost rotation over and over and over again.
Right.
And a perfect storm.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video?
Oh,
no.
We will talk about the video.
I have not seen the video.
After all of this.
Okay, cool.
It is
so
fantastic.
I was going to say, I do love how just from that snippet that we listened to before, I forgot that he doubles up on my friend is such a good friend of mine.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He really goes, like, Jesse's, like, not just a friend. He's, like,
he's
like a bro,
friend.
Dude.
Such
like,
a
he's, like,
of
down.
Mine.
Like,
I wish he'd, I mean, he does say it, but I wish he'd, like, extend it. He'd just be like, but.
Yeah.
We're not, like, that close, though. Like, we hang out a lot, but, like, we normally just, like, talk about beer, you know?
I mean, he's, like, a good friend of mine.
Well, Jesse's my guy.
The tone changes everything.
However.
Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, good, he's, like, a good friend.
That's true. The first one is like, he's a good friend of mine. The second one's like, he's like such a good friend.
Maybe it's all sarcastic. I mean, yeah, Jesse's a friend. Oh, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, no, one thing I do love about the song is that it really does feel like he's like, man, I don't believe he's lying. I believe that Jesse is a good friend of his, and he wants Jesse's girl. And
I don't believe he really feels it. I believe that he wants Jesse's girl. I don't believe he's such a good the entire thesis of this song like negates the idea that he's a good friend.
Well, objectively, he's a horrible friend, but in his world, he really is like, man, what do I do? I am the type of horrible person
this
who
is
loves
pulling at him, yeah.
his
I have the funnest girlfriend. Tidbit. Oh, that will answer all these questions once we get through the song.
Is it based
on
someone?
Tell me Jesse's real.
I will tell you after we get through the song.
Okay. Oh my gosh,
no. I'm going to play that first clip. Jesse
is a friend. Oh, so here he is. Says it.
Yeah,
I know he's been a
good friend of mine. Good like, friend. Yeah. Like, yeah, I know he's been a good friend.
However.
However, that said.
But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define.
Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. Oh, nuts.
I love how he slips in the butt. Like, yeah. But lately something's changed.
It ain't hard to define. He knows what it is.
I know.
He's like, listen, we were having a great time being bros, and then you had to start dating this girl.
She's
and now
cool,
I want to fuck her.
Do you think I have always maybe given him the benefit of the doubt, or maybe it's just the most fun way to always interpret the song to my brain, but I did always assume that, like, again, like, he really was just like, man, she's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, Jesse, you really got to keep her.
See,
and I really think there's something here, and I just, like, it's just fun
it's
for him
like,
to be like.
That is going
to
go away almost instantly.
That's, like, that's the polite version, and that's what I wanted to believe.
Oh, I think he really just wants to fuck her. But, like, but the way he wants to is, like, so.
So pure.
Yeah,
he
like he really wants
mind.
It.
I
yeah,
really wish that was true.
Oh no,
but
go on.
Listen to how he describes
her. It's not even that he wants to fuck her. I would love it if it's like I wish I was Jesse. Like he wants to inhabit Jesse's body. And
I wish I was in Jesse's body.
Yeah. I don't think I remember the song at all. I feel
oh,
like
yes.
Oh,
what a
get
wild
ready to go
ride.
For it. Yes, indeed. The thing that gets me about that clip is that he says lately something's
changed. Oh, yeah.
Like it's a gradual, like, something's changed
weird.
With him. Huh. And I just, it's like, no, he got
my
a girlfriend.
Coffee tastes different. Also, does that imply that it's just lately, like, he's had the girlfriend for a while, but, like, huh, lately,
suddenly he's
like,
caught
suddenly?
Feelings.
Yeah. Or is it supposed to just be like, yeah, literally, like, she started showing up 2 weeks ago, and he's like, you know, 2 weeks ago, something changed. And I cannot tell you what it is.
Yeah,
no,
dude,
he knows. It ain't hard to define, guys. Come on.
But it, now that you phrase it like that, it is hard to define. Did he suddenly get feelings for Jesse's girl, or did Jesse suddenly get the girl? And he instantly was like, oh, want her.
Yeah, like, that's mine. I don't know.
I would like also to add here, Jesse is spelled I-E.
Sure is.
Which is the female spelling of the name.
Huh.
Ooh, wait. Is Uncle Jesse with an I? No.
Yeah, it's J-E-S-S-E.
Are you sure? Because I always assumed it was J-E-S-S-I-E. They really said Jesse.
Wait, they're pronounced the same.
I do distinctly remember Michelle saying Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. Yeah, interesting. Well, maybe the song is super...
If they didn't say he so many times, I would
queer.
Be like, oh,
maybe
it's
Jesse
a woman?
Oh, yeah, wait, never mind. Problem solved. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, interesting, though. Do you think he just fucked up, or do you think it...
He accidentally spelled it wrong. I looked it up. There's no story there.
Are you sure?
I'll tell you what, because I know the real name, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
So
okay,
there
okay.
is a real I cannot wait until we get to that topic.
I don't know any other famous Jessies.
Not a person you know.
Ventura. No, the next part should quell any thought that, hey, maybe he's just being cool. And she's watching with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it.
And he's holding her in his arms late at night. I'm most taken by the just know it.
I just know it.
I just know it.
You're saying that as if it's like a keen observation. And all you've said is that your friend's girlfriend cuddles him. I just know it. Like, he's a detective.
But
like,
you know what? Again, if I'm giving his reality the benefit of the doubt, and he really feels what he's saying, and he's not, you know, whatever, this poor guy. Like, you know that feeling of like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably kissing. Ugh, I just know what they kiss.
I don't know
don't
that
they.
Feeling enough to make a song about it.
Well, no, be, I'm not saying it's good.
That would
to
be if
the
girl
the
was your friend. And you were like pining after her, and then she started dating some asshole. That I would understand. But
sure,
if it's your friend and he started dating a girl, you're a dickhead friend.
That's
bro.
Very true.
That's so mean.
That is a great distinction.
Yeah. Like, imagine if for a second I was like, hey, Shelby, this is my boyfriend, Craig. And you're like, oh, hey.
And you're just like, I will make him mine.
Right. I'd be like, yo, Craig's fuck you, fucking, Shelby.
Craig's but just now, watching her. Oh, Craig's rubbing her his fucking body.
I just know it's
touching her. Yeah, that would be really weird. And yeah, that's weird. No, you guys, you've sold me.
Yeah, it's
you sold
gross.
Me. It's a weird song.
All right,
it's
now,
bizarre.
And also, she's
any
loving
plugs,
him.
Are we done?
She's yeah. loving him not with her body, but she's loving him with that body.
Yeah, no,
it's so objectifying. It's weird. Like, and also,
hey, but he also says in her arms.
That's
so
true.
That's
do you
fine.
Think he's embarrassed to put himself on black? Like, do you think he's self?
No.
Do you? You
no
know
shame.
What I mean? How sincere
no shame.
Do you think this is?
I don't think it's shameful at all. I think he's literally like, hey, I have an idea for a song, and I'm going to get rich off it.
I am curious.
Like, does he, sorry,
does
Jesse!
Does he think, like, I'm giving you, like, a peek into the mind of someone who's, like, maybe sleazy, but, like, we've all been there? Or he's just like, this is insightful.
Oh, that's a good question.
I feel like
I
all
don't know.
Music
the old cats,
before,
cat
like...
person predicament.
I feel like all music before 2015 or so was just, like... unaware of how it came off in that it's so many songs where it's like, oh, I wish she was mine. And it's just like complaining about things that are not really bad, but just it's like, these
that's
are things
true.
Standing in the way of her being mine.
And you know what's even crazier about that observation is that under the modern lens of like, Taylor Swift wrote a song, who's it about? Like,
yeah.
If you wrote this song now, people would like write a whole think piece about like, how Jesse's feeling about this song.
Oh, Jesse
also
would
be like, who's Jesse?
Jesse
like,
would
you
get
know, like,
for sure.
Yeah. Oh, Jesse would get like swatted.
Yeah.
No question.
That is so, yeah, it'd be
and
like
then,
if Harry
know,
Styles came out with a song that's like, oh, yeah. Like, I wish I had like nizes.
Yeah.
Like just like Zayn backwards, like girlfriend or
right.
something.
Like Becky with the good hair set off a witch hunt and it
oh,
wasn't
yeah, and
even
it
a real
ruined
person.
Rachel
oh, yeah.
Ray's life. Like
Rachel...
the chef Rachel Ray.
No,
it
was
too
Rachel
close
Roy.
To the other person. No,
but...
what I'm saying, it ruined
oh,
Rachel
oh,
Ray's
oh,
life
proxy.
Because everyone went to her Instagram and was like, you bitch. Like and then she was
she's
just like, oh no.
Wait, I'm just the host of 30-minute meals. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, how about you host those 30-minute meals down the fucking road?
Rachel Roy, like, missed out on so much hate because of that. Best
congrats
prepper.
To Rachel Roy.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. She really pulled it off. Well done.
This episode is dedicated to Rachel Roy.
Yeah. Jenna.
She's a big fan of the podcast.
We hope.
It is weird to do something mean to someone like Beyonce because it's like, well, you're horrible and you shouldn't have done the thing and you... home wrecked or whatever. Also, you're Beyonce. Like, you know, like, it's weird to be like, I feel a little weird beating up
yeah.
anyone for Beyonce.
Yes.
But,
right.
But also,
why'd
I want to beat her up
you...
so much because yeah. it's for Beyonce.
Like,
it's
I'm
both
just like
both
why would you agree
and...
to be the home wrecker in Beyonce's
I was gonna
yes.
say.
Yes.
You,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
real.
What's gonna happen.
Well, that's super
no
real.
No offense to Jay-Z, but I would never think, like, Jay-Z is so alluring to me that I'm willing to be an enemy to Beyonce.
I'm
you
gonna
know,
come right out and say it. He's not good looking, dude.
I wasn't gonna go that far.
You could not pay me to fuck Jay-Z. Much
Jenny,
less.
Well, I couldn't.
Break
I'm
up his
broke.
Marriage.
I was about to say, like, I was about to make a joke, like, oh, and haha, like, and obviously it's all Rachel's fault and it's not Jay-Z's fault, and like, be like, oh, like, whoopsies, I'm not pinning it on the guy, I'm pinning it on the woman. But you saying that just now is like, yeah, she made a choice. Yeah, she must have thought about
they
it.
They both made
like,
a choice. And like Jay-Z...
It's like LeBron James propositioned her and she was like, well, you're so tall. Like, what am I going
to
do?
Yeah, no, Jay-Z, you have to be like, can you just like rap the whole time just so I'm reminded of why I'm doing this?
Why would I...
Or like is Jay-Z... Well, maybe
yeah, bring him out, bring him out.
Cool.
Jay-Z
you,
is cool.
I mean, listen, maybe... Jay-Z apparently is now enemy of the podcast, so sorry.
No, he's not. I like Jay-Z.
I hope that everyone in the world, when they hear me talk, they, like, just know that everything I say is coming from, like, a little red jester's mouth. And, like, they can just totally take it or leave it.
Yeah, just, like, so you guys can get just... a visual of Shelby. She's literally a tiny red jester.
She's just dancing around with bells dangling off
wow,
her,
fresh.
Like, fingertips.
Fresh Shelby is so small.
Hello.
Guys, I can't believe we haven't made this joke. Beyonce is Jay-Z's girl. Oh, that's why we haven't made the joke. Jay-Z, Jesse.
And then
I was bringing it back.
Yes.
So that's why we didn't
Jesse's
make the joke.
Girl.
No.
Can you play
no,
that
I hear,
part?
I'm sorry. You deserve way more for that. I
no,
totally hear it now.
Fine.
I was just confused because something about the Rachel thing, and I was just
we've taken a long
walk.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I'm exhausted.
It's beautiful out here.
Oh, this again. Okay.
It's yeah. always
It's
fun.
All about the eyes.
Those eyes.
Those eyes.
Not
those
her eyes.
Eyes. And also
those
the next,
eyes.
The next two parts.
Does he hate her?
That kind of sounds like
it.
Yeah.
Sounds very.
He resents
like,
her for having a boyfriend eyes. That's his friend.
Yeah.
It sounds like this is the like thing he'd recite as he throws darts at a picture of her face.
Oh,
those
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah. Oh, I just know it.
Oh, that totally.
Just holding him with those arms late at night.
Just yeah. Those eyes just flink.
This is like the internal ugh. Narrative of every dude that believes in the friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
He's like, I was nice to you. You owe me a vagina. Like,
oh, but it was so
just
hot in 1981.
In 1981, you could get away with
it.
Especially
so cool.
if you looked
Wait, you say
like
81.
Yeah.
I thought you said 91 earlier. I was like, that's way too late.
That's way too late. Lot changed in those 10 years. Because
I was like, I feel like we're way too late for me to mention, but I'm still focused on the fact that you said 91.
80. Maybe
anyway.
I did. I have a. You know, my tongue is really short in my mouth.
Sure, 8 sounds
so
like 9.
So I slur words a lot. But yeah, 81. I feel like it was kind of okay.
Oh yeah, all the movies were weird.
Yeah.
Everything was
Everyone
weird,
was
man.
Like weirdly I think that society was like yeah, society was like testing the like boundaries of like rape.
Yeah.
Like we were all going like how comfortable are we with it and where do we draw the line? Like marital
yes.
rape finally became illegal.
Yep.
Like
we just last year were like, okay, no.
Yeah. And even then we were sort of like
for some
well,
people it's okay.
Yeah.
If you're famous enough it's okay.
I'm gonna need to hear that it's happened a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We finally got there. We're sort of like, all right, fine.
Would like to take this moment to remind you all, we're all just three little jesters.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Life is fine.
But I think he got away with it because he was really good looking and...
Rick Springfield?
Yeah, he was like flying.
Okay.
Oh.
With an O.
Oh, are we back to him? I totally forgot that he was a little creepy creep. I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about like movies and stuff. I
no,
wasn't
the
even
song.
Talking about Rick Springfield.
Well, like,
he's like,
oh, yeah, the
pop culture
in
yeah,
general.
Yeah, because everything he's saying kind of does sound. I mean, think about who's saying this.
Oh, a fucking weirdo. That this
Imagine
could
if,
in
like,
any
your
way
friends...
be like the cool, like cute,
yeah.
like romantic
like, if you,
side.
If you read this in a diary about you
She's
that your boyfriend's me. Friend wrote.
Oh, I would be like, you have
like,
to stop hanging out with that dude. He's going to murder me or
see?
I need to break up with you.
Yes,
it's
100%. Really creepy. But in
Unless
the song,
he was cute,
with like,
and then I'd be like,
cute Rick Springfield
okay.
and the cute riff, and you're like, oh, okay. I want to sing along though.
Yeah.
I honestly I do. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, like, it just says good. I'm
thinking about my eyes a lot. Oh,
do you,
wow.
I don't know if her, if your friend's friend was like really cool, and you guys like kind of got along, and he was like a little mysterious. Like, do you think you'd be like, I made a mistake?
Well, I think it's the language because anytime I'm like, he's loving her with that body, I just know it. I'd be like, oh,
yeah,
I hate you now. I don't care how
weird.
Cute you are.
The thing to
that's
me
true.
Is like, if it was like. And I can tell that she's into me too, but he explicitly says like multiple times that she doesn't like.
Oh yeah, that like she
yes.
loves her boyfriend.
Yeah,
like she's very involved with the boyfriend.
It's not like a mutual.
He's
flirtation.
Loving her with that body. I just know it.
Ugh,
and
God.
He's
and
holding
he's
her in his arms.
Oh yeah, I forget
Both
that he
the same kind
it.
Of thing.
He's gonna murder suicide
someone. You know. It feels like it.
Late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Okay, we all just started dancing,
yeah,
so I can't deny it's pretty catchy.
Where can I find a woman like that?
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like trying to sing with headphones on. That's terrifying. I can't
yeah.
hear anything, and I do not know how to
but
sing.
But you can't help it, because it's so catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it is good.
All right, it's a good song. Never
okay,
mind.
We finally arrived to my linchpin on the song, and that is... He doesn't even give her a name.
Yeah,
that's the big.
Jesse's girl.
Yeah. Why couldn't he have been like, I wish that I was dating Clara.
Yeah,
something fucking anything. That's where your logic of like, maybe he's in love with her. I'm
but
like,
this
no.
Is, but
he
this,
just wants
but
to fuck
this
her.
Is what I mean though is that I again, if we are taking him at his most sincere and we are positing that that is a fact, that this guy... truly loves this woman in what in you know like
yeah.
that's the fact that we are now going to shift our worldview around
uh-huh.
It now suddenly becomes okay well this is the kind of guy where when he loves a woman this is what happens like when, like he in his head he is truly sincerely like
yeah.
I love that woman and she is Jesse's girl I don't know it's weird it's
yeah.
so weird to be like oh my god how interesting
she's just
how
an
interesting
object.
And weird but like But he still loves her so much.
But his allegiance is still so much to his friend that he only refers to her as Jesse's girl.
Exactly.
But then he's written a whole song about how he wants to fuck his friend's girlfriend.
No, exactly. He's an enigma within an enigma. Yeah. I love this man. His brain is a puzzle.
I want to hear the sequel song that's like after Jesse and girl have broken up. And it's like, oh, Rick is dating her now. And it's been 2 years. And it's like, I just broke up with Jesse's girl. Yeah. She's Jesse's girl.
I think a lot of it is that you can't have her. Yeah, she's like, my name's Janet.
To me, you're Jesse's girl.
But I do think a lot of it has to do with just like, you want what you can't have.
Oh,
I do think if they broke up,
but again, do you think he was self-aware of that? Or do you think this guy was just like, just that guy who just like sees her from the grove is just merely like, I love her.
He was in his 30s when he wrote this, which kind of throws me for a loop.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. This feels like a high
school
song.
He was born in 1949.
Oh, no. Well, that's fine.
It was a bad year.
Gross.
The centennial of the silver rush.
Before the moon landing?
Before the moon. Hey, yeah, everything's pre and post moon landing for this old gal. Yeah. When do we go to the big block of cheese? That's what I always say.
The big block of cheese.
The big block of cheese in the sky. I love that old man.
According to Shelby, it's currently like the year 40 AML or whatever.
Post moon?
It's been more than 40 years. I can't do math.
Oh, man. This song. Yeah, I don't know if this guy is cool.
I feel like I want to think he's cool, and then I listen to what he's saying, and I'm like, Bud, you're not doing yourself favors, my man.
But then, you know what always wins me back, and I don't know why, there's no reason for it, is when he goes, where can I find a woman like that?
Yeah,
hilarious, because it's like, well, right there. I couldn't tell it was a joke ever. Exactly. It's like, well, where? Well, like, Jesse's. Like, are you weirdly, rhetorically, like, giving us the question that is sort of like, well, she's right there, why wouldn't I go for her? Or are you not that smart, and you're just like, drat, where can I find me a cool babe?
He respects the sanctity of the relationship so much that I don't even think he's considered that she's a real option. He also wrote this song.
Yes.
He's so sad.
I want that girl so much. Oh, where can I find someone like
that? Let me see. It's the eyes, the body, and actually, that's about it.
What arms. Am I looking Doesn't for arms? In a woman?
Not complimenting them, by the way. Just saying she's
those
using
eyes,
those.
Those arms.
I love a woman who uses those eyes. I love a woman who has that body.
He's basically even just taking it down to, it's not that he appreciates those things about her. It's that, she's
using
those
to them on something
him.
Else. Mm-hmm. Which isn't that such a profound feeling, though. without moralizing it, it's definitely
you
fucked
could use
up.
It on
but
me.
Like, how interesting.
Yes.
How horrifying.
I like Shelby's, like, it's not devil's advocate, but just like, let's take a step back and examine the feeling.
Well, it's just weird. It's really specific. And like, who hasn't kind of felt that way where you're there's something so, oh my God, like, why do I have so much aggression towards this?
Angst.
It's so weird.
It would
so
make
catchy.
Sense if he had dated this girl before.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh,
or
I know her.
Or if they were
her.
Friends before.
Or they were friends. Sure. Yeah, that would
if,
make sense.
If he had known her before.
But no, or he only knows her through Jesse.
Yes, and probably has forgotten her name.
I have news for Rick Springfield.
He's such a bro, maybe.
And that is that based on the qualities he loves about Jesse's girl, he could probably just like custom make a doll.
Oh, yeah.
That just serves all the purposes.
Yeah, that he's naming.
We got eyes. We got a body.
You got arms?
We got Jesse.
You
just
gotta
use
him
on Jesse and then I'll like them. Yeah, you don't
care.
Full name. You're a fucking doll. You don't know saying
this. Her full name can be Jesse's girl.
Jesse's?
It's one word.
Jesse. Yeah.
Jesse's girl.
Girl. Do you think this is what bugs me about songs like this and why I think I have to believe that they're super sincere? Because otherwise, he's just writing it catered towards guys like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's gross.
Or
that's,
girls that want to be his.
Sure.
Girl.
Any gross, toxic person. Mm-hmm. Like, unfortunately, he's either like dumbing culture down to a base level, or this guy's just like that, but managed to make a hit.
Yep.
And it's just like, how weird that this dude and his crazy brain and fun jams, like. Huh, what an enigma.
I will include a factoid I was not sure if I should about Rick Springfield.
Yes.
I mentioned it to these guys before the podcast. So
get ready,
know.
Get the hot take.
I gotta clear my throat so I can go, oh, what? Go ahead.
I'm not gonna assume Rick Springfield's character, but I will say that
We have nothing to go off of.
He dated Linda Blair, the girl from The Exorcist, prior to Jesse's girl, when he was 25 and she was 15.
What?
Pretend to be shocked.
Now, I was shocked.
As I asked earlier, was she mature for her age?
She
was she. God, that's
I mean,
so
did
gross.
She vibe like 18? Did she have like the body of a 20-year-old? Like, ugh, you know.
I mean, sometimes you see like these 15-year-olds and they're like, they're so grown up. Like, how ha long? Ha, I can
no,
basically
he,
date them.
He's like, he described in his memoir, like, taking her virginity. It's
ew,
pretty gross.
What?
Ew.
Yeah.
What a
so
creep.
I kind of
I
don't feel that
be
bad.
Sincere.
I keep imagining it's like she's still in the Exorcist makeup.
That'll help you get through it.
And
that'll
she's cursing me with those eyes.
Oh, there you go. It takes a different turn.
And she's vomiting on my body. I just know it.
They're apparently still friends, though. So, I mean,
no, they're
she's not upset, I guess.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll just never understand. He is Australian, so you know. Down under.
Was she a famous 15-year-old?
Well, yeah.
Not, that doesn't change anything.
She'd already done Exorcist.
When you said famous 15, I thought it was like a phrasing like, an older 15.
No.
It's like, you know, a famous 15 is like a regular 22.
I was just wondering if you know. Like a Hollywood 3. It's like an Ohio 7.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if it was like in a public light or if he weirdly sought out. Again, they're both weird.
It was very
like,
public and they were both famous.
This
already.
Was weird. Before like 2005. All it's like any age can go with any age.
Oh, weird.
In the 70s, you know.
In the 70s.
When no one cared about women.
Seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we fixed it.
Oh, well.
I feel like back then it was probably just like, 15, going a little old, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Like, oh, didn't know you skewed upwards.
I mean,
lock
listen,
her down.
Robin the nursery.
Before she starts driving.
I only bring this up, suffice to say
before
that.
She can get away.
If Rick Springfield's a piece of shit, I don't feel bad for ragging on his song, you know?
Oh, no, his song is bad.
Even
don't
if
it's
wrong.
But it's also good. That's
even
why
if
I
he's
hate
like
it.
A
oh,
saint,
really
I'm
good.
Still just like, man, you gotta.
Oh, I am allowed to jam out to this song because he's a little creep. Like,
yeah.
I get to have fun.
I'll play along with the charade.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't seem to be a reason to change.
To change their
it
dynamic?
It doesn't seem to be a reason to change. What?
To change his relationship with
Jesse? I don't
think
I've ever, like, heard that line before.
I'll play along with the charade.
Like, so the charade being I don't love Jesse's girl.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
I'll continue being a decent human and suppressing my urges.
Exactly. It's like, cool. fine. I'll play your little devil's game if I must. I won't assault every woman I see. Fine.
All right, but just so you know, on the inside.
Yeah, I am screaming.
Play along is like, oh, we all know what's going on here. Okay, I'll pretend like
yes.
I'm
it's so gross. That's so much grosser. If you can't control yourself, then you should stop being friends with them. You should just stop hanging out with them in group settings. How
yeah,
hard
you
is
should.
That?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll listen to that. This guy will listen to that well-reasoned advice.
And how long have they been dating? I really feel like that is essential for my knowledge of like his character here.
There's a lot of information he is refusing to give us.
You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute.
You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute.
Yeah. Why?
Why dirty?
He's jealous.
Isn't dirty
he's
a good
so jealous.
Thing?
But like, I feel
no,
like...
No, it was the 80s. This was before it's dirty
bad.
Was good.
If it was like, I feel so bad when they start talking cute, it'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah, oh,
no,
I get it. You're like pining.
Like,
but it's like, oh, I feel so... Like, there's a sexual
dirty.
Thing inside me.
Or anger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, yeah, they're in a relationship. And, like,
again,
they're probably just being like, hey, babe, you want a beer? And he's like, God damn it! Like,
he's gonna murder suicide. Yeah. This is like, oh, yeah, that's why. That's who did it.
Well,
I know who
again,
did it.
Cute.
So easily, he could just be like, oh, is Jesse coming? Oh, is he bringing Shannon? I'm not going
I'm not
to that
gonna
party.
Go, yeah.
It's that simple.
Seriously.
Just don't hang out with him.
What does he like about her?
Again,
no,
nothing.
They have not. No, we
only
have not, we
negatives.
Still, I'm gonna keep updating this as we go along. They still have not told us what he likes about her.
No, there's nothing about her.
Arms, legs,
eyes.
No, not even like she
maybe
can
a
talk.
Vagina.
Doesn't mention that he likes them. It's that she's
no, just
using
that she's using them,
on
someone else.
Yes,
yeah. It's the fact true. That she has them and uses mm-hmm. them that really gets
like
her.
The audacity. You know,
how dare she?
Play the next line. It's my
all
favorite
right,
one.
Along with the charade.
I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot.
But the point is
probably moot.
Probably moot.
Yes.
Also, oh, moot. If the point is probably moot, maybe don't make a 3 minutes long time about how much you want to steal your best friend's girlfriend.
She's gonna
like,
hear the song.
Yeah, can exactly. Just, like, oh, I'm not gonna tell her I love her, but like, I would never do something so gauche as like do that. That'd be so weird of me.
My favorite part about this song is this line, and it's mostly because I get to mention that everyone misuses the word moot and that it means arguable.
Oh.
It's the opposite of what
a moot point is. An arguable point.
Yes,
that's interesting. Now, do you think that's because the word moot sounds like it should be like it's
it
a
really
moot
does.
Point?
Yeah.
Like it's a defunct. Like, what word does like it sound like
mute.
That makes us think about it?
It sounds like mute. It's like newt. Cutting off the sound. I feel like from
yeah, that might yeah. be it. It's a moot. Or, like, it just sounds like a real, like, you're hitting a wall.
Yeah.
It's a Groot point.
It's a Groot point.
It is a Groot
Wait,
point.
Wait, weird. I hate shit like that because then I struggle in my brain because, like, the bratty part of my brain is like, yeah. well, fuck that. Language changes and yeah. it's a better word for this thing. So let's just make it this
Everyone
thing.
Everyone uses it this
but
way.
But then the other part of me that's, like, the boring, like, yeah. part of me is like, it's really good to know. Thank
also,
you
I do.
I never
like,
fix it. I'll still use the same
Even thing. Though he uses it wrong in this song, I will say I appreciate that he uses it in a pop song. Like, that's not a word that probably gets a lot of airplay on, like, top 40.
Ooh, maybe he's say. Maybe he's being tricky and he actually knows what the word means. He's saying,
the point
but
is
it's a
arguable.
Moot point. Like, it's an arguable
point. I
want to
tell her that I love her, but.
But
it's
an arguable point.
Thing.
Maybe
probably.
He's very self-aware. Probably not.
Can you imagine, though, again, assuming he wasn't Rockstar Rick Springfield, someone being like, hey.
Assuming he wasn't Rockstar Rick Springfield. Sorry.
Most famous
continue.
Man in the world.
That he, like, your friend's boyfriend, your. Boyfriend's friend is like, hey, just so you know, I'm in love with you. Is that a moot? That's a moot point, right? I mean, you would not talk about that. You'd be like, all right, bud, well, we
oh,
can't
Oh, well,
hang
it's
out
arguable in the sense that, like, does he really love her, though?
He doesn't even know you.
Exactly. So it's a moot point. He doesn't really, like, we could argue that he doesn't really love you.
He absolutely does. He still has not named one thing that he likes
well,
about
yes.
this woman.
It's like
we
a
could
500
argue with
is
him.
A summer situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except at least that girl wore cute little dresses.
If they, like,
hey, we don't know what Dressy's girl looks like because he does
dresses.
Not describe
yeah,
her.
He does
Dressy's
not
girl.
Tell us.
Dressy's girl.
Dressy's girl.
And then he goes on to say,
oh,
where,
just
can
where can
I find
a
woman?
Woman.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, the next part just goes, where can I find a woman like that, right?
Yeah, but okay. I just love that he spaces
a truncated
it in a way
part.
That it's just like, where can I find a woman?
Where can I find a woman like that?
It's almost like...
Where can I just find a fucking woman?
It's almost accidentally honest and just like...
Any yeah. woman.
It's not that I want Jesse's girl. It's that I just want a woman.
A woman.
And yeah. even if it was like, oh, it's just like song structure. Like, we'll just finish it the next line. It's like the fact that you could hear that line and go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Like, let's move on.
Why not just
that
cut it
right?
one word shorter? Where can I find a... What can... Like, I'd be like, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Exactly. And then in his brain, he's like, where can I find a woman? Nice. No, perfect.
That's good.
They well, maybe they probably purpose. Did it on purpose for fangirls. That oh, that moment live,
yeah.
they're like, oh, right here, right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's branding, everyone's
baby.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Even now, it, like, he
Even
probably
now,
tours
I'd
with this
screaming.
Song alone.
The girls that were
me,
teenagers
but...
when this came out still go to his shows.
I hope they've read the lyrics since.
Oh,
no.
They still like
I mean,
it.
Wait, I mean, One Direction has... Like, you don't know you're beautiful. Like, the way
oh, yeah.
you flip your
wow,
hair makes
really
me overwhelmed. Like, that
Harry
means that
Styles
they have a boner. I'm like,
time.
This is so stupid. Like,
I think that's illegal to imagine, so I'm not going to.
No, they're all,
they're
of,
all
age.
Of age.
I've checked.
I've, yeah, we all know.
Well, she doesn't see you because you're her boyfriend's friend.
Yeah.
Go ahead and answer
that's
that.
That's what she doesn't see in you.
This
but
guy's problems are so obvious.
He's looking
like,
in the mirror all the time.
A lot of self-hatred, I think, from this.
But this is what's so weird. It's also, haven't you ever felt like this? Where you just look in the mirror and you're just like, ah, what don't...
What does Jesse have that I don't?
Exactly. Like, what is it? What's it? What is it about that guy? Like, ah, what could it be?
He knew her first, probably.
It's true. It's true. Coventry at its finest.
Yeah, true.
I bet it also has something to do with the fact that he knows her name.
Yes.
And
presumably,
say,
he might also call her Jesse's girl.
Yeah. Hey, it's my girl. And she's
just
like.
Just imagine him at a table, just like crumpling up a napkin in his hand, watching them from afar, going like, Jesse's girl.
And the
it's
napkin.
So creepy.
He's written like Jesse's girl Springfield on it. Like,
yeah,
a
like Rick
times.
Plus Jesse's girl and like hearts.
No!
Short answer, no.
Wait, what does he say?
I've been funny. I've been cool with the lines.
That
ain't that the way
but
love's supposed
what I'm saying.
To be?
This is like OG Petty. Like, this
He's
is
in
the
his
Petty 30s. Song.
He's in his 30s
I know,
singing
I love it. But, like, you have what's the one? What's the Drake song where he's basically just saying, like, haha, you suck and I have lots of money now.
Which one?
Oh, because I'm up right now.
Oh, yeah.
And you suck right now or whatever.
Your version is actually more poetic.
Wait, what's the song called?
they ain't fuck with me way back when, but yeah, how about now?
How about now?
Yeah.
That. Like, I love a Petty song.
I do, too. I love a Tom Petty song.
This makes me sad, though, because he's like, I've been funny, I've been cool with the lines. Ain't that the way love's supposed to be? I'm like, bitch, no.
I've checked all the boxes.
That's not what love is.
I know. This poor baby, he's learning so many lessons. That's the weird thing is, like, he's in the stage right before where, for some reason, like, the things you're doing don't feel right.
Yeah.
But why don't they feel right? And unless you learn, oh, because I'm wrong about my perceptions of people.
Right, no.
Or versus, Jessie's girl.
And then getting so famous from this song that only reinforces that
That's
mentality.
True. Yeah, I do think he did Soul Searching.
I still can't let loose of the, just remembering that this is written when he was 30.
Yeah, so he had an adult brain.
Yeah. That is essentially the last line of, the last original line of this song. Yeah.
Oh, sure, but can we get the chorus one more time?
We just need it.
I know,
it's
like
a palate cleanser.
We're talking about it so much.
Fine.
It's a good song.
Oh, damn it.
That's a good song too, though.
God damn it! He trolls me with that every time.
Not every time.
Okay. He texts me it
bam,
now.
Bam.
It's fine.
You know what? You played a Hall & Oates song. Now this is nothing to me.
It's by comparison, this is nothing.
Yeah.
What can I find?
Well, he also, I'm a sucker for any big, like,
yeah.
I am
cut
too.
Out.
Yeah. I like the harmonies a lot.
I also like when it's the, and he's watching me with those eyes part, and like the like kick drum comes in, and it's the.
Yeah, they had a lot of fun making
I love
this song,
a clap.
And that's what I love.
I think you
about
should
it.
Also be aware that that ripping guitar solo we actually cut out. It was actually played not by Rick Springfield, it was played by Neil Giraldo, who is the guitar player and husband of Pat Benatar.
Oh,
cool.
Fun
Do you think
fact.
It's Pat Benatar Damn. That he's talking about?
Well, no.
No,
I know who he's talking
okay.
about.
Oh, never
if
mind.
If it was Pat Benatar, then it would be a much better rhythm to say, I wish that I had Benatar.
That's true. Do you think he would just go, fine, I'll name her. I'm a slave to the rhythm.
That would be dramatic.
I would. If I wrote a song and then it's like, but the name works so well. Fuck
you're just like the producer just like, I'm just going to make a few changes.
But what if it didn't blow up and then you're just like, hey, Pat, I'm really sorry about that song
Oh,
because
if it blew up, she'd be like, dead.
Right, it would be fine if it was
It would be funny if it was cool.
It's just like a weird B-side. It'd be like, yo, you're super creepy, bro.
That's true.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys what the story actually is behind this song.
Can we make guesses as to who it is?
Well, you can, but first...
I have no idea.
Neil Diamond.
We got to take a quick commercial break.
We do have to take a commercial break.
You do them live?
We'll be right back. We're back.
Hi, sorry to give you that.
Oh, I fell asleep.
I hope you liked it.
Yeah, that was only a second for us. I don't know why you fell asleep.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, when you're actually in a podcast, time is like,
there's
it's like
no
you're on
time.
The moon.
It's like a flat circle.
The moon's
oh, yeah,
time
that big old hunk of cheese. I think the moon's time and our time is the same time.
It is. It doesn't make sense. Okay. I have the exact quote from Rick Springfield. I don't know her name. It was a brief relationship I had while I was making stained glass for a while. Wait, because there's more. I was going to a stained glass class in Pasadena.
What a rhythmic sentence.
I love it.
And none of that made it to the song.
No, it should have been at the
so
stained glass
flavor.
Class in Pasadena.
I first saw her ass at a stained glass class in Pasadena.
And I met this guy and his girlfriend. I was completely turned on to his girlfriend, but she was just not interested. So I had a lot of sexual angst, and I went home and wrote a song about it. Then about 4 months later, I stopped going to the class and lost contact with them. He played the charade for 4 months of class.
Now, do you think he spent 4 months of class just going like, got it all out? Like,
like he's just jerking off under the table?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this.
He keeps making stained glasses of like him kicking Jesse's ass.
Yeah, like kissing the girlfriend. I don't know what this means.
Are you ready for Jesse's real name?
Oh, please.
The only thing I remember... Jossie. Is his name was Gary.
Oh!
You know I wish that I had Gary's girl.
Oh, I can see why
you
didn't do
that's
that.
Trish. Right. Trash.
I changed the name because Gary doesn't sing very well.
Holy heck.
Gary
I love
is a
that.
Friend.
And he still spelled Jesse wrong.
And he still, because he saw it on a sweatshirt and it like was the, he was like, I'll name it that. And then was like, oops, wrong one. Oh, well.
I have more questions now knowing this.
Okay, so
sweatshirt?
Get this. You ready for like,
what's the sweatshirt?
What sweatshirt?
Who knows? You ready for like the romance novel that never was?
Yeah.
So Oprah.
All hail.
They tried to find the girl.
Oh, yeah. That's the reporting I like.
Oh, my fucking yes. God.
Yeah.
And they got as far back as finding the guy who taught the stained glass class.
We could probably figure it out now with technology, right?
But get this.
His name was Max.
They found him, but he had died 2 years earlier.
So they exhumed his body.
And only a year after his death, they threw out all of his papers. So they were 1 year too late to finding out Jesse's girl's identity.
This is
wait, this is who the fuck cannot right now as Oprah? Who the fuck Oprah can do it? She could just put on Instagram tomorrow, like, "Hey, did you date someone named Gary and take a stained class
in Pasadena,
stained glass class in Pasadena in the 70s yeah. with Rick Springfield, and then later you heard a song called Jesse's Girl, and you were like, that's kind of funny, and then that guy died a couple years later.
I don't mean to be like a Jesse's Girl truther, but I'm like. If I'm this girl, I know who I am.
Oh, totally.
I'm deliberately not saying anything.
Who wants to think that, though? Because everyone thinks that song's about
you're like, I dated a guy named Gary. I went to a stained glass class in Pasadena. If I'm alive, I'm like, hey, wait, that's me. That's
it's
me.
It's so funny. There's just one other woman who's like, ugh, I knew he loved me. Like, I knew.
Yeah, he kept talking about my eyes and my body, and not in a sexual way, just in that I had them.
Just it's specific. Even creepier to me that this is a real story. It's a real person.
You know what, though? Of all the stories, that's the only appropriate one for the song.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because it really is a song that really is just about that weird, instant, like, petty jealousy, yeah. coveting you do of someone else's thing. Weird. Weird that he sets it up as...
Old friend.
Such Jesse's a friend. Friend.
He's, but I guess he says he's been such a good friend of like to me or yeah. something like that. So it's sort of like, well, this guy's been cool to me. So maybe like, I don't know. It's weird that he
try
would...
to swoop in
so
on
it turns out he like actually like maybe felt really bad about this guy who was like really nice to him in like stained glass class. And like, he was like, I don't want to steal this guy's girl. He's cool.
I feel like
it doesn't seem like he had an option to. Like, she doesn't
No,
seem...
she wasn't even interested. No, she was very much not interested.
Also, now that we've gone through the entire song, I can't confirm. He does not mention one thing he likes
no,
about her.
Never.
No, never.
And if he did, I'd hate him for it.
I know. It would really blow at the end. Right he was now. Like, she has a great sense of humor. I'd be like,
I'd be
wait,
like,
what?
Boo.
Lead with that, asshole.
She's so funny and cool with the lines.
Yeah, right. Maybe
yeah.
she's funny, man.
I love this song.
Can we
but
discuss...
I hate him because he's a bad person.
He kind of sucks. The yeah. video for a second. Demi's
yes.
obsessed with the music video.
I've never seen it.
It got so much playtime on MTV, and I kind of think that's what launched this song to number
I'm
one.
I'm sure it is. It's also a catchy as hell song.
But he says it's the only video where he took creative control, storyboarding
what?
It himself.
What?
Oh, my God.
Which is even funnier.
That's way worse.
Because he actually smashes a mirror.
There's so much about this video that is insane to me. I was gonna, like, okay. First of all, it starts off by someone spray painting the phrase Jesse's girl on the wall, which is a crazy thing to do.
No one would do that.
No,
why would someone else be like, ah, oh, yeah, Jesse's
you'd
girl?
Write
we all.
Her name.
What? You know what, though? How I just imagine, I really, though, in the 80s could imagine just like a slamming girl in the class
yeah.
and like someone being like, who's that? And they're like, oh, it's
Jesse's
girl. And everyone just being like, Jesse's girl, and that's
oh,
weirdly
man.
Your name forever, and it's almost like no, you're not Ashley or whatever your name actually is. You're Jesse's girl.
Yeah. It's like a slang thing, but just like for someone to spray paint it on a wall is like dedicated to not knowing this woman's name.
Yes, yes. He doesn't want to know it.
That's so crazy. And then also, he repeatedly throughout this video makes wide-eyed stares at the camera without blinking, and the camera moves in on him. And that's the thing about this video that makes me go like, oh, no, he's not, this isn't like a, oh, I wish I loved, it's like, no, he's.
Oh, he's a creep and
no,
he knows it.
It's not like a Stacey's mom situation. Like, it's real.
It's very creepy.
What?
And the
what
fact that he
is
like, came up with this is.
Storyboarded it himself.
And again, yeah. I just want to see the like behind the scenes where he's like, has like his thumb up and like one mm-hmm. eye closed. And he's just like putting like his hands up to like frame
yes.
the image and stuff. He's just like, oh, I just took a lot of like avant-garde risks on this one.
Well, the most iconic part of it is he like. Is looking at himself in the mirror, you know, like the song, and then out of nowhere, like he just like has a guitar and he smashes the mirror with the guitar because the girl appeared in it.
She's in the reflection behind him,
and he says it was the
so
most expensive part
it?
Of the video because they estimate they went through 24 mirrors.
I was gonna
Nobody takes 24.
Also, how many guitars? Like, did the, like, what?
I think the same guitar. But, like, so he breaks the mirror.
Why
and
wouldn't he just turn around and be like, oh, and then break it? Why does he break it just because he sees her?
I don't know. And why does he have a guitar to break it with when previously he was just naked in the mirror? I don't know.
It feels like this takes place like it was band practice. And he's like, all right, I got to piss. And they were like, leave your guitar behind.
And he's like, nah, no, I'm taking I just like to take it with me.
He's like, I'm actually an actor, so I kind of know what I'm doing.
He's smashing with his music, man. But it's all a metaphor.
There you go.
You see it smashed one time and you'd be like, so oh, okay, that's luck. A crazy visual. But then like as the like part where it's just like after that verse, you just see more of the takes.
Yeah, different takes play.
Shut up.
Over and over and over again.
Just like
so that's why they smashed 24 mirrors.
No, I think actually they probably smashed 24 and then were like, that was so expensive, let's just use 10 of them.
I think he was like, and then we'll like show all of them. They'll be we're not just gonna double up. We'll actually just do a different one each time.
But they're very visibly different.
They wasted so much
glass.
Do you know how not hard it is to make a mirror necessarily, but like actually how rare, like isn't like silver nitrate like really rare, whatever they actually put under it to make it reflective? Like making a mirror like isn't easy.
No.
Like it's still actually like a, I think like a crazy consumptive thing on the earth.
It's actually magic.
Like just, glass or something. You know,
I love imagining them having to reset this mirror every single time because it's like in the frame of like one of those cabinets that you open.
Oh God! So it's like a cabinet mirror that they have to put up. They put a new cabinet up each time,
and then also the woman is behind every time, despite even when you can't really see her. So it's just some like extra standing there, like all right, and reset.
Yeah, he has to lift his guitar over his head to do it. It's not like convenient.
Yeah,
this is worth watching. Bummer.
So are you ready to hear what we did? A song?
Yes.
I think we made it better.
I absolutely think we made it better, because I feel like, well, first of all, we gave the people who needed a voice in this song a voice.
Oh,
we
my did. God, I'm so
and
excited.
Then,
I did not know that this was part of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the thing we did. We didn't tell you anything about this podcast.
No, that's fine. They were like, can you just show up downtown? I was like, sure. Whatever.
Rick Springfield is my friend. Okay, well, actually, friend's too strong of a word. We've sort of worked together for like half of a year. Introduced him to my girlfriend, then he dropped his jaw and ear. And he's asking about her feet. And he's breathing right through his mouth, we all hear it. And he's joking repeatedly about her dumping me. I think I'm realizing Rick's a creep. It's super clear that Rick's a creep. How come my friends didn't warn me about Rick?
Hi, I'm Jesse's girl, but my name's Shannon, cause I'm my own person. You know, I feel so angry. Rick wrote a song about me when he doesn't know my name. I think he thinks it's Tiffany. And he's watching me with those eyes. And he's breathing right through his mouth, we all hear it. And he's adjusting his jorts like a lot. Like a lot, a lot. Jesse, did you know that
Rick's a creep? I realize
it's
now.
It's obvious that
Rick's a creep.
I saw a photo of my butt on his phone.
Whoa, what? Rick's a creep.
No doubt about it.
Rick's a creep.
How do we get in?
Oh, shit. Hey, Rick.
How do we get into permanently leave?
Now he's sending her creepy texts. She's not responding to things he'll say. He got her number by begging her ex, and writes good morning to her each day.
So Rick started doing this thing where he'd bring chocolate to work, and I'd thank him, thinking it's a nice gesture, but he'd say, give it to your girl. Which was weird enough, but then Shannon said every time he did that, she'd start her period the next day. So I think he's tracking that.
Seriously, I gotta tell everyone about Rick.
Yeah, the other night, I went to take our dog out to go potty, and Rick was just standing outside our house. And I was like, Rick. And he was like, no, I'm here for the party. And I was like, what party? And he was like, Craig told me you're having a party. And I was like, we're not. And who's Craig? And Rick was like, my bad, and just ran away.
How did I never notice Rick's a creep? Does everyone know Rick's a creep? You guys, Rick's a creep.
Is this why nobody hangs around Rick? Because Rick's a creep. You need to know that Rick's a creep. No joke, for real, Rick's a creep.
That was really good, you guys.
Thank you.
That was really good. Just,
I don't know what good's the word I would use.
It's perfect.
I think it's different.
I love it. Just the
why didn't my friends
warn me about
it? Oh, you guys. Oh, you guys. Oh, you're so talented. I hate it here.
It took 30, what? Oh, well, not 40 years to fix that. No, it was 30. I was right.
No, 41? 40. 38 about or something.
Wow. 40 years.
How time flies.
Oh, God. Oh,
I just felt
God.
Like Jesse and Jesse's girl needed some representation.
Sure. Oh, no. Yeah, you gave a voice to the voiceless. I do like that you guys also took the approach of, from Jesse's point of view, being like, Rick's kind of a weirdo, huh?
Sort of weird of him.
Yeah, creeped him in, wrote a song, and now I've heard it.
Oh, you guys, that was exquisite.
Did Demi tell you about our unpunchable jams? Do you have one?
Oh, where they can't be any better?
Well, it's just a song where there's essentially.
Oh, is it a song you like or a song that can't possibly be fixed because it's such trash there's literally no way that it could ever be okay?
Well, that's a cool take on it. Usually it's a song we really like and would never touch just so we end it on like a good note because we're like so mean to the songs usually.
No, I want to. Oh, okay.
But if you don't have one, you could take it the other way. You could do an absolute trash song.
Yeah,
I have
just a fun song.
I probably have a good one. I have a bad. I think that Firework by Katy Perry is the worst song.
The worst song?
No, I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm not sorry. Yes, but also Teenage Dream. I think those are two trash songs. I hate them both so much. I hate them so much. I think they're so bad.
So those are like the most punchable.
But sorry, I don't mean it. Whatever. Sorry, Katy Perry. Why do I keep apologizing to rich people?
What's wrong with me?
I know, because they have power. That's why.
Katy Perry like, DM'd me the other day saying, like, I love your podcast.
No, she did even before it came out. Oh, yeah. She's such a fan. She loves the previews.
So that was rude.
What do I think is a perfect song?
It literally can just be like, here's a song I recommend. I feel like
we all do one, so it's not that you don't have all the pressure. What is yours, Demi?
I usually just pick a song that I listen to on the car on the way here that I was like, that was good. So I'm gonna go with There There by Radiohead.
Oh, nice.
Because it's a real good one.
It's a good one.
I should get into Radiohead. You know what you just made me think of?
What?
You know it's a perfect fucking song?
What?
That I'll probably disagree with in a week is Unforgettable by French Montana and Sway Lee. That's on the radio all the time right now.
I don't know it. We'll be putting it in post.
Yeah.
So, it's great. It's amazing.
We'll listen after this.
I'm so excited.
Oh, it's good.
Yours is, did you say yours?
There, There by Radiohead.
Right, okay.
It's just a very good, also, if you ever see them play that song live, there are more drummers on stage than there are guitarists, and it's very funny to me.
That's my kind of tune, man.
Yeah.
Just bang it out.
Three people playing drums, one of them switches to a guitar in the... Yeah, because it's like they bring out two, like, stand-up sets of drums just to make it, like, very...
Cool.
Like, echoey. It's great.
Cool.
It's a near-perfect song.
Mine, I went with a different Australian artist, also a single from 1981. I'm going, Who Can It Be Now?
That is a perfect song.
I fucking
love Men at Work. I do love that song.
Anytime that sax solo comes on or whatever the fuck that is, I just melt.
That's another one that you think, like, I don't want to listen to that again.
You do. And he's like, knocking at my door, and they add, like, the knock noise.
Oh, I love a good Foley artist.
I love when they mention something in a song and then you hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it never feels real, but I'm always just like, I'm glad
like
that you
play.
Wanted
I'm like,
me
oh.
to.
Yeah.
Like, there they are chirping in the window.
This is going to sound so lame, but my favorite part of it is that he sings a different harmony as the lead in each chorus. He works his way up, like,
who
one,
can
three,
it be
five.
Now?
Yeah. He's like,
wow.
Who can it be now? And then he's like, Who can it be now? And, like, he literally changes it every time. It's amazing.
Damn.
You got to pay attention. There's fucking layers,
man. That's truly
man.
A man at work.
Yes.
So, sorry.
No, Unforgettable by Sway Lee. This radio hit. It's really good.
I got to play that on the drive home.
These are all great jams, guys.
Yeah.
So, we did great. Thank you
really
so
did.
Much,
yeah,
Shelby.
Yeah, did we do well for the first one?
Of course we did. This
well,
isn't
this
our
isn't
first
our first
radio.
One. This is our first guest, though. This is episode 6.
So,
what?
Are you guys serious?
I had started, I had so started checking out. I was already texting on my phone about to leave when I hear this bombshell news. Are you serious? Whatever, man.
What does that change? Is there something you want to go back and be like, well,
no.
You're still the first I
made a
guest.
Big, I feel like I made a big deal about it up top.
It is
and
a big deal.
People are going to be 6 weeks in. And then, and I also was like, it's the first episode. I can say whatever the fuck I want. Like, who listens to the first episode? And then 6 in, you're going to be huge.
6 in.
There's going to be a million subscribers.
That's why we asked you.
Oh, so embarrassing. Oh, Katie, I'm so sorry about what I said. Yeah. Firework is fun. People like it. Whatever. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Sure.
We, Shelby, you can find on Twitter at Shelby Farrow. Shelby, is there anything else you want to plug, girl?
Yeah.
You've earned it.
Oh, my God. Do you guys want to know what I did today that I'm scared is really embarrassing and that I'm scared I might just, like, quit tomorrow?
Sure.
I started a Patreon.
Patreon.
I started a Patreon. Yeah. Wait, it's not Patreon?
No, it's Patreon.
Patreon.
Why? They're patronizing. Patreon.
Because like patron is someone
Patreon.
Who
wow, if I knew that people in their head saw it as patreon.com instead of Patreon, I don't think I would have.
Yours sounds like European.
Isn't
Patreon
the thing from Neverending Story?
Atreyu, nice.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch it.
It was an Atreyu. I've never seen it either.
Wait, so what's it for? Tell people whether they can check it out.
Well, I just, Twitter's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't love putting stuff on it anymore, but I feel like there's always those little threaded thoughts you have, so I'm just going to start actually writing them and
oh my God.
Drawing things and just putting them somewhere.
That's amazing.
That's smart.
Yeah. Is it amazing or...
Well, you're a great writer, so like it's gonna be amazing.
Okay. Well,
Shelby was a great writer. This is fresh Shelby.
Yeah, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm pretty bad. The problem with doing anything like this is that one half of you is like nice, like it's just sort of like a nice little thing where someone could give me like fucking $3 or a dollar, whatever, a month, and it gives me some sort of weird creative license to like do something and actually like fulfill my side of the bargain, and actually like get me up and doing it. And then the other half of it is like, what did I do today? Why did I make that? I'm never gonna put anything
that's just
up. People
art.
Are gonna be like, what the fuck is this? No, like,
that's like
there's
all
nothing
art.
Here.
Like that's literally the entire creative process, whether or not there's money involved, is like, I mean, is there any point to doing any of this? That's like every day.
There are so many times where I will be working on something and then someone will ask me what I'm working on, and just because I know in saying it out loud, I'll be like, that's the stupidest fucking thing. I'll just be like, I've just been keeping myself busy.
Yeah, exactly. That's really what it is. It's just I don't like go crazy at home.
Where can people find it?
It's just, well, Patreon, whatever the fuck it is, .com/ShelbyFarrow.
Shelby Farrow.
We'll see if
F-E-R-O, baby. I'm going to check that out. You can find me at Miel. You can find Demi at Electro Lemon. You can find us at Punch Up the Jam.
Yep.
You can write us emails at something.
punchupthejam@gmail.com.
There
that's
you go.
The one.
What if I just came in with punchupthejam@gmail.com?
It sounds good.
Shelby, you're our first guest. You create our emails.
I'm doing all of the...
That's fucking it.
That sure is, baby.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that was...
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.